We have asked now four times over the last 6 years a series of questions about the major government programs and asked people whether they support them strongly or support them somewhat or don't support them. And what is striking is how the overwhelming majority of these government services are in fact rather popular with the public. Essentially what we seem to find is that the specific services are popular, but there is still a strong feeling that we need to cut government spending. It's as if people are saying, I really don't like the forest, but I like the trees.
Why did you do the poll in the first place?
We just did it as one of our regular public interest polls. It seemed to us to be important to get a sense of which government services are more or less popular.
Did you find that there are some services that are more popular than others?
Oh, there's an enormous difference. We go from 88% who say they support crime fighting and prevention services and Medicare, 85% who support Social Security, 82% who support the National Park Services, 80% who support defense, right down to only 34% who say they support foreign aid.
Do I take from the poll then that there's a disconnect between associating the people who are providing the services with the services themselves?
No, we didn't actually ask about the people. And so I don't know whether the people themselves are popular or unpopular.
I see.
What we are finding is that there is a disconnect between government spending in general and then the specific services on which the government spends money. And the former tends to be unpopular, whereas the services tend to be much more popular.
I see. So perhaps the takeaway is people are saying, you need to cut government, but not this part of government, because I like this.
That's correct. They're saying, you know, cutting government spending sounds great, but don't cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, defense, federal aid to schools, unemployment benefits, environmental protection, and so on, even food stamps, immigration services, intelligence services. So very few government services that people actually want to cut. They wouldn't mind cutting the spending as long as they didn't cut the service. There really is a disconnect between people wanting to cut government spending and wanting to lower taxes that pay for government spending, but not wanting to cut most of the services which government actually provides, both federal government and state and local government.
You say that you've done this poll several times. Have you noticed that this trend continues, or is there a bit of a shift?
It actually has bounced up and down. What seems to happen is that when times are good, and the economy is reasonably strong and unemployment is fairly low and consumer confidence is quite high, that regard for government services declines a bit, so that it was lower in 2005. Then when the economy gets into trouble, when unemployment rises, when GDP shrinks, when we have a recession, then in fact the respect for government services increases. So people's feelings about government services were substantially higher in 2008 and 2009 than they were in 2005. And now that the economy is recovering a bit, then there's a little bit of slippage below what it was in the last two surveys.
We're speaking with Humphrey Taylor. He's the chairman of the Harris Poll at Harris Interactive. Now, we've been speaking in generalities, but were you able to break this down by demographic, whether it be age or region where a person might live or party, political party?
Yeah, I mean, there are some differences, but in fact, what is striking is how similar many of the numbers are. Now, we would normally expect, for example, the biggest differences to be based on party, with Republicans being much keener on cutting government services and Democrats much more interested in sustaining or building them. But in fact, when we look at these services, we have very large majorities, even of Republicans, saying that they support most of these services. In fact, only three services on the list, food stamps, immigration and naturalization, and foreign aid, are ones where we don't have a majority saying that they support them. So the surprising thing is not the difference but the similarity. The same is true for most of the demographic groups, except services for the elderly tend to be somewhat more popular with people over 65.
And just to give our audience some background into how this poll was conducted, how many people responded, and do you feel like that's a pretty good sample?
Yes, we surveyed over 3,000 people. This is an online survey using the same methodology that we've used now to predict about 70 elections pretty accurately, very accurately, in fact. So this is a good national cross-section and is consistent insofar as other people have asked somewhat similar questions with other polls by other people.
Is there any takeaway that federal employees need to keep in mind?
Yes. Clearly, federal employees are on the receiving end of a lot of pressure, bad news, political rhetoric, and so on now in terms of, you know, cutting taxes, cutting government spending, and therefore cutting services. And, of course, all the financial problems that are faced at both the federal and the state level. But what this survey says is that the great majority of services provided by federal employees are actually popular, in many cases very popular, with the American public, even if people actually would love to save some money by spending less on them.